Hello, you have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Channing. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance or are you calling in for an update on a service you already completed? Well, requested.
No. My name is Mrs. Chiffon Porter and I have a 2020 Rogue that's covered by you all and also a Nissan Altima. Now, when I paid my insurance, I was told that I am paying for full coverage on both vehicles and 24-hour roadside assistance. I just need a jump because I'm stuck in front of Javi's Mexican Food in Calumet City. My Rogue didn't start. Like, I got out of it, got back in it, thought it was going to start up. It didn't start. So I would like to know what's going on because I most definitely been paying my insurance.
Alrighty, so I'm sitting here looking at the previous ticket that you called in on about. It looks like that you called in around 9:34 my time. And I do see that 2020 Nissan Rogue S in the color silver for Siobhan Porter. So you are correct about that. But I'm looking at one of the notes here made by the last agent that was on it at 8:39 my time. That was at 8:34 when you called in. So that was 8:39 my time. My system like throws it an hour ahead, but it is definitely 8:39.
Okay, you can get to the point because I'm trying to figure out what I'm...
Yeah, I will. So I see here that the reason that the call was ended did not have access information. Customer will call to give us payment method to proceed SVC. So I don't know what SVC means. Let me actually message that agent to see what they were doing, because like I said, I have no idea really what's going on with you or your service request for today. You literally just called on my phone. I completely understand. Yeah. Let me go ahead and send her your ticket number here. So, or he or she. Yeah, Margaret. Yeah, that's her name. She. Okay. Hey, this customer called back wanting service. What does SVC mean in your note? I think service, I don't know. Let me not suggest or think about it too much. This customer, don't enter. Okay, so I just asked her what SVC means, and I'm trying to see what note she sent. And, okay, that was your last time you called in, so this is definitely the, okay, yeah. Do not have access information. Customer will call to give us payment method. Does she let you know that you had a out-of-pocket expense to pay for? Let me see here. She said SVC.
No.
Nice. Girl, not her catching attitude with me. Anyways, okay. Thank you, love. Then, anyways, it looks like so she. It says that you have no benefit, so I don't know quite what that is.
Okay, so you're really not sure, like, and right now, like, when I talked to them, it was supposed to be 24-hour assistance and all that. When I switched from them from State Farm to you all.
We are not your insurance company. We are the roadside assistance dispatch. So what that means is customers who have roadside assistance coverage, they call us like you are doing now, requesting service, and then you give us the appropriate verifications materials to locate your account. Here, I'm looking at your account policy number here, plan in, and it's saying no benefit. So that's probably why it's saying that you have to pay, and it says member not covered for service. So I don't know if it's this specific service you're doing a jumpstart. So I don't actually understand why it's saying that, because you said you're fully covered. So I completely believe you. But is there a way that you can contact a customer service rep for your specific insurance? Because we deal with multiple.
Customer service, they're closed.
Completely understand.
Like, been paying all my money. And now I'm getting told I can't, like, this is what I signed up for. When I switched from State Farm, I think I'm going to go back to State Farm. They just blew me.
Okay, let me see here. So I'm searching up. I see the 2020 Nissan. I see your account here. I'm going to keep going to see what my system does for you. So, I see. So let me, you just had a service in March, on March 9th. That was a jump start. Yep. And it looks like do not deny, override, and cover after vehicle is not found. Let me send this in to my supervisor because it says that you just had a service and then it's saying that above service limit, but then I don't see a service limit on here. It doesn't like tell me what's going on. So let me send this message in our chat really quickly. Customer called in wanting an explanation on why she is not in the system. Do I need to request an override because
am I stuck with you? Can't get a job. Paid all the money, so I don't have to pay no more. And still, it's time to reinstate. Like, what in the...
All righty, ma'am. I'm trying to see here because our system does say that you can do an override for your coverage. So I just sent in a message to my supervisor asking for an override. And if she called, well, she's definitely going to come on my screen and, like, do my mouse and stuff and do the override information. But I'm just trying to see what's going on because that's most likely what happened. And I don't know why that agent didn't request an override. Let me actually use that ticket number and search it up to see if she even did. Because, okay, no, she did. Wait, let me. She didn't even send this in the chat asking for an override. I was the first person to send your specific ticket number in the chat. So that's a little weird. Let me wave somebody down because no one has replied to me yet. But it's only been a minute. So I'll give them a couple more minutes. But let's see.
I think, man, once again, I don't know. I'm just.
Okay. She said she's coming. So she's looking into it now.
Yeah, because. I ain't used to this, man. I know what they told me when I called. They closing now. Hopefully the clothes is dry. Now we got to walk down here to the truck with these clothes. They better get it together. Bro, this is irritating. And I'm sorry, it's not you, ma'am, but I am irritated.
I completely understand.
Like, why am I spending my money? Money don't grow on trees. It don't grow on trees. And I know I've been paying.
Oh, Lord.
Now my truck just sitting here with the lights on and it don't turn over. It don't do nothing. Like, and it said because of the battery.
Let me see what she says here. Okay. Is she gonna type something or she is gonna take over? I'm confused.
I am too. That just threw me for a loop.
Okay, so she just replied again. Let me see what she says. Okay, she said give her one more second. Okay, so she's working on it. Mm.
Y'all probably would have known this if I would have left out the house earlier today, like I had planned on doing. About would have known that this was going to happen to this truck. Why it was an agent available. Because something would have happened early in the day while people is in the office still. Instead of trying to come wash late and then going through this. We only got 5 minutes.
That's...
Are they dry?
Okay. She definitely went ahead and put that good in my system here. Now let me get your pickup address here. Thank you so much.
I'm at Javi's Mexican restaurant. It's I walk down to the laundromat now, but it's the address is called JAVY. It's 612 Torrance Avenue. That's where the truck is located in Calumet City. That's where I'm at.
Alrighty. Alrighty, I definitely have you covered for this. It is definitely coming through that you are covered for $50. And this first driver, he's only charging $18 for this service, so you will be fully covered for this driver. Let me go ahead and give him a quick call to see if he have any personal drivers available for your service today. And if they do not, then I'll tell him thank you.
You better knock in this $18. Who would I have
say it one more time.
Because I don't want... Who would I have to pay $18 to? Because I know you're saying the first one is free, but I need to get the moving like it's on the possible. I can't just be sitting in Cayman like that. Like, I don't need to be sitting outside like that. I wish I would have just brought my Altima today for this truck, the battery to just die. This is crazy.
All right. You're covered for $50, and I checked my system, and that driver's base rate for this specific service is $18. So we use that base rate for the total cost to understand your coverage. So the system did calculate you being covered for this specific driver. Now, when I call in to request for your service, he can tell me yes, he has someone available, or no, he has no one available. I'll tell him thank you for checking, and I'll continue on to find someone else. If there is an off chance that I go to another driver and there's a little bit more, which it shouldn't be, but in certain cases it is, depending on what service you have, it will fluctuate and you may have an out-of-pocket expense. But since it is a jump start, and I'm telling you this because if you call back in wanting a tow or anything like that, you're only covered for $50, and that is really not even a tire change, but it's really
exactly.
Only a jump start. So
exactly, and I sure appreciate you giving me all this information. I surely do.
You're welcome.
Because I didn't know it was. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I surely appreciate all of that.
Yeah, it's best to do mileage coverage and not currency coverage, because with currency coverage they opt in to get like gas and all that stuff is fluctuating, so these drivers they'll change their rates in our system weekly if not daily depending on how they're feeling.
Well, yeah, I didn't want that. When I signed up for this, not trying to be funny, I wanted the same thing that I got with State Farm. I had $500 deductible if something was to happen to the car. I had 24-hour roadside assistance. I had gas fill up. I had all this stuff. I don't even ask y'all for gas or nothing. I barely call in, and I still pay my bill without a problem. I just ask for a jump because I'm stuck, and I need to get to see what's up. Like, right. You know, that's not your problem, but it's just the whole fact of, like, that's how y'all pay. That's how y'all do y'all paying customers. It's not cool.
Yeah, I completely understand your point of view. So let me go ahead and call this first driver here that I have available for you. And once I do have your driver confirmed for your service today, they will be sending you a text message with their name, number, and how long it will be.
All right.
All righty. Thank you so much for calling in.
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.